Love is on the air from Bondi Tunes International.
And welcome to The Love Show. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. This week we're going to concentrate on only Irish love songs, and an unlikely one from Thin Lizzy. Now, West Bromwich-born lead singer Phil Lynott was raised in Mossside, Manchester, before his mother sent him to Ireland to be raised by his grandparents in the working-class suburb of Crumlin. Lynott was a staunch denier of love. He was. So one has to wonder how he came up with this song. But the lines may explain it. Don't believe me if I tell you, not a word of this is true. Don't believe me if I tell you, especially if I tell you, I'm in love with you. Now the lyrics, which were written by himself, of course, tell of a man warning his loved one not to believe his words, as he cannot be relied upon. The chorus sums it up, really. Don't believe a word, for words are only spoken. Your heart is like a promise made to be broken.
That I wrote this song for you. There's just not been some other silly pretty girl I'm singing to. Don't believe a word, for words are so easily spoken, and your heart is just like that promise made to be broken. Tears in your eyes. Don't believe me if I tell you, not a word of this is true. Don't believe me if I tell you, especially if I tell you that I'm in love with you. Don't believe a word. No, don't believe a word. Don't believe it, don't believe me. Not a single word.
Thin Lizzy and Don't Believe a Word here on Bondi Tunes, Love is on the Air. You know, he had a tough time of it towards the end. In the 1980s, he increasingly suffered drug-related problems, particularly an addiction to heroin. In 1985, he had a final chart success, Out in the Fields, before his death in 1986. He remains a popular figure in the Irish rock world, of course, and globally, and in 2005, a statue in his memory was erected in Dublin. Damien Rice, Cannonball. Damien Rice was born on December 7th, 1973. He's an Irish musician, singer and songwriter. He began his career as a member of the 1990s rock group, Juniper, remember them? Who were signed to Polygram Records in 97. The band enjoyed moderate success in Ireland with two release singles, The World Is Dead and Weatherman. After leaving the band in 1998, Rice worked as a farmer in Tuscany and busked through Europe before returning to Ireland in 2001 and beginning a solo career. The rest of Juniper went on to perform under the name Bell X1. Damien Rice, Cannonball.
Still your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. It's still a little hard to say what's going on. Still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. Still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day that I can't say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to lie. Life, it taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you flow like a step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. The stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you float like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to cry. So come on, courage, teach me to be shy. 'Cause it's not hard to fall. And I don't wanna scare her. It's not hard to fall. And I don't wanna lose. It's not hard to grow when you know that you just don't know.
Love is on the Air, a collection of love songs from Bondi Tunes International.
Thanks, Caroline. If you've just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International. Love is on the Air. And this week, we're going to just concentrate, well, we are just concentrating on only Irish love songs. Next week, we're going to cover British love songs, as in Welsh, Scottish and English love songs. But this week, It's all Irish love songs. Now, what about Christy Moore, eh? He was born in Newbridge, County Kildare in Ireland, and attended Newbridge College. His mother, Nancy Moore, was a Fine Gael election candidate. This I did not know. He was originally a bank employee who wanted to express himself using traditional music. During a bank strike in 1966, which lasted 12 weeks, he went to England, as many striking officials did, but didn't return when the strike was settled. I had a wild and wonderful time in England with no bank manager looking over my shoulder, he said. Doing general labour work, he frequented the folk clubs and the Irish music pubs where he met Seamus Ennis, Margaret Berry, Luke Kelly, Martin Burns and many other traditional musicians. When Irish singing trio the Graham Sisters, or the Grehan Sisters, with whom Moore was previously acquainted, moved to the north of England from Dublin in 1967, they assisted Moore to get a higher profile by giving him contacts and support slots in their own concerts. This is him, Christy Moore, and one of his most popular songs, The Voyage. Christy Moore, of course, and Voyage here on Bondi Tunes International. Love is on the air. We're just playing Irish love songs this week, and next up, well, it has to be Van Morrison, Into the Mystic. Sir George Ivan Van Morrison, OBE, was born in 1945, the 31st of August. He's a singer-songwriter, obviously, from Northern Ireland, whose recording career spans 7 decades. Morrison began performing as a teenager in the late 1950s, playing a variety of instruments, including guitar, harmonica, keyboards and saxophone, for various Irish show bands covering the popular hits of the day. Known as Van the Man to his fans, Morrison rose to prominence in the mid-1960s as the lead singer of the Belfast R&B band Them, with whom he wrote and recorded Gloria and became a garage band staple. His solo career started under the pop hit oriented guidance of Burt Burns with the release of the hit single Brown Eyed Girl in 1967. After Burns' death, Warner Brothers Records, they brought Morrison a kind of a contract that allowed him 3 sessions to record Astral Weeks. That was 1968. I can't believe it's so long ago. While initially a poor seller, the album has come to be regarded as a classic. Moondance, 1970, now we're talking, established Morrison as a major artist, and he built his reputation throughout the 1970s with a series of acclaimed album and, of course, live performances. Fantastic to see live in concert. This is Van Morrison and Into the Mystic.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl. We'll be right back.
has such an identifiable voice, doesn't he? Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold at the moment, so I'm a bit husky. This is Henry for Bondi Tunes International. This is Lovers on the Air, and we're playing music, love songs, only from Ireland, or the Irish, because they're all over the earth, don't you know? What a lovely song that is, Into the Mystic by Van Morrison here on Bondi Tunes International. Glenn Hansard and Markita Glover. The next song is called Falling Slowly. Now, do you remember an interesting movie made in Ireland? It was about a busker and an immigrant and their eventful week in Dublin as they write, rehearse and record songs that tell their love story. The movie was called Once. It was a fictional and real-life love story, actually, as was the case with Frame's frontman Hansard and the unknown Iglova, who met while collaborating on the unexpected hit film Once, according to Wikipedia. This song won the duo an Oscar in 2008, when Iglova's heartfelt speech was cut short and became the talking point of the awards. Here we are, Glenn Hansard and Markita Iglova, Falling Slowly.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react. And games that never amount to more than they're meant will play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and port it home. We've still got time.
As we go through Irish love songs here on Love Is On The Air, where do I start with the Pogues? The song is Rainy Night in Soho. Now, we all know the Pogues for so many different reasons. The Pogues were an English or Anglo-Irish Celtic punk band, fronted by Shane McGowan and others. Sadly, he's passed away recently. Founded in King's Cross, London in 1982. As Pogue Mahone, an anglicization by James Joyce of the Irish phrase Pogue Mahone, meaning kiss my ass. Fusing punk influences with the instruments such as the tin whistle, banjo, cittern, mandolin, and accordion, the Pogues were initially poorly received in traditional Irish music circles. The noted musician Tommy Makem called them the greatest disaster ever to hit Irish music, but were subsequently credited with reinvigorating the genre. The band later incorporated influences from other musical traditions, including jazz, flamenco, and Middle Eastern music of all things. The band started off playing in London pubs and clubs and became known for their energetic, raucous live shows, after gaining wider attention as an opening act for The Clash on their 1984 tour, the shortening of their name to The Pogues. Well, that's what happened. To circumvent BBC censorship following complaints from Scottish Gaelic speakers. Now, they released their first studio album, Red Roses for Me, in October 84, named after the 1942 play by Irish dramatist Sean O'Casey. The album featured a mix of traditional Irish songs and original composition, of course, by McGowan, including Dark Streets of London, Streams of Whiskey, do you remember that? And Boys from the County Hell. Produced by Elvis Costello, the Pogues' second studio album, Rum, Sodomy and The Lash, titled after a quotation attributed to Winston Churchill, was released in August 1985, including the McGowan compositions A Pair of Brown Eyes, Sally McLennane, and The Sick Bed of Cuchulainn, as well as versions of Ewan McCall's Dirty Old Town. Do you remember that one? And Eric Bogles and the band played Waltzing Matilda. In 1986, they released the EP Poetry in Motion. I like that, Poetry in Motion. Also produced by Costello, containing the songs The Body of an American and Rainy Night in Soho.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together. And we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven. Some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower. And I stepped into your arms. On a rainy night in Soho, the wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys. Now the sun is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. But there's a lot I hope for me. And you're the measure of my dreams.
This is indeed The Love Show. I'm Henry in Sydney, Australia. I hope you're well today. We're covering just Irish love songs here on Love Is On The Air this week. William Rory Gallagher. Now, he was born in 1948 and died on the June 14th, 1995. He was an Irish musician, of course, and songwriter. He's known for his virtuosic style of guitar playing and is often referred to as the greatest guitarist you ever heard of. A number of guitarists, including Alex Lifeson of Rush and Brian May of Queen and Eric Clapton, have cited Gallagher as an influence. Well, that's a big deal, isn't it? He was voted as Guitarist of the Year by Melody Maker magazine in 1972 and listed as the 57th greatest guitarist of all time by Rolling Stone magazine in 2015. In 1966, Gallagher formed the blues rock power trio Taste, which experienced moderate commercial success and popularity in the UK. After the dissolution of Taste, Gallagher pursued a solo career. Don't we all, if we're in the industry, and if you're that successful, I guess, releasing music throughout the 1970s and 80s and selling more than 30 million records worldwide. Gallagher's popularity declined, actually, through the 1980s due to changes within the music industry and poor health. He received a liver transplant in 1995, but died of complications later that same year in London at the tender age of 47. Rory Gallagher, I Fall Apart.
Like a cat that's playing with the ball of twine that you call my heart. Oh, but baby, is it so hard to tell the two apart? And so slowly you unwind me until I fall apart. I'm only living for the hour that I see your face, and when
Bondi Tunes International, Love is on the Air, and it's all Irish love songs. Now, earlier on, we did mention that, we mentioned Bellex One, actually, Juniper, that band with Damien Rice, and we played the song Cannonball, and of course, Juniper went on to perform under the name Bellex One. I find it curious, you know, a lot of bands name themselves after events. I mean, think about this, the Dead Kennedys, the Hollies, you know? Franz Ferdinand, Dropkick Murphys, Jethro Tull, Tesla, the list goes on. Bellex One, interestingly enough, just to let you know what it's about, the X-1 proved an aircraft could travel faster than sound and gathered the transonic flight data that's still available today and very valuable. On October 14th, 1947, the Bellex One became the first airplane to fly faster than the speed of sound. It was piloted by US Air Force Captain Charles E. So there you go. You got a bit of history all in one shot here on Bondi Tunes International. They're also Bellex One, an Irish rock band from County Kildare. The group consists of Paul Noonan, lead vocals, guitar, percussion, keys. What can that guy not do? David Geraghty, guitar, vocals, keys, percussion, banjo, piano, harmonica. And Dominic Phillips, he was on bass and vocals. And this is How Your Heart Is Wired.
My tongue is scaling the north face of the neck, and we're glaring light. this, but I have a feeling you won't look at me that way in the morning. 'Cause lately you seem less sure of this thing you like, Bambi on ice. And there's something in the flash of your arms, a certain love.
next one, and How Your Heart Is Wired here on Bondi Tunes. Love Is on the Air. We're looking at only Irish love songs this week. You Two, With or Without You. Where do I start with this? It's like these bands, like Van Morrison, aren't amazing Irish bands. You Two, you know, I met Bono in 1980. I was doing a roller disco in Dunleary, which is a satellite town, if you like, a suburb of Dublin, but it's 8 miles down the coast. And I met up with him because I was doing a roller disco at, and I was supposed to finish at 12:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday morning, a stroke afternoon. And he walked in with this band. I don't know if it was you two or not. And he said, no, I'm supposed to be on at 12. And I said, no, you're not. You're supposed to be on at 12:30. We didn't get on too well. Anyway, I digress. You Two. Well, obviously an Irish rock band formed in Dublin in 1976. Oh, it must have been his mates from U2 when we clashed in that place in Dunleary. The group consists of Bono, lead vocals and rhythm guitar, The Edge, lead guitar, keyboards, backing vocals, Adam Clayton, bass guitar, Larry Mullen Jr., of course, drums and percussion, initially rooted in post-punk. U2's musical style has evolved through their career, yet has maintained a kind of authentic quality built on Bono's expressive vocals and The Edge's chiming, effects-based guitar sounds. Bono's lyrics, often embellished with spiritual imagery, focus on personal and socio-political themes. You're telling me. Popular for their live performances, the group have staged several elaborate tours over their career. My God, they've been going for 30 years. This is With or Without You.
You're listening to Love Is on the Air with Henry O'Donovan.
Without you.
Bondi Tunes, Lovers on the Air, specializing in Irish songwriters and singers who just loved writing love songs. That was You Too and With or Without You. I've got to go soon, but we can't go without, you know, playing a song from Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. You know, I met Sinead O'Connor. I know I'm name-dropping here, but I did. I met her at a party in a place called Black Rock, a suburb of Dublin. She was only 16 and she had long, flowing hair. She was so beautiful. And she was just sitting by herself, and I went up to talk to her, as you would at the age of 20, I think I was. And she didn't look at me. She responded to me. She said hello, but she didn't look at me. Sinead Marie Bernadette O'Connor, from the 8th of December 1966 till 26th of July 2023. Sadly, she died that year. She was an Irish singer, songwriter and activist, definitely an activist. Her debut album, studio album, that is, The Lion and the Cobra, was released in 1987 and achieved international chart success. Her 1990 album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, was her biggest commercial success, selling over 7 million copies worldwide. You know, its lead singer, Nothing Compares to You, was honoured as the top world single of the year at the Billboard Music Awards. O'Connor achieved chart success with Am I Not Your Girl in 92 and Universal Mother in 94, both certified gold in the UK, as well as Faith and Courage in the year 2000, certified gold in Australia. Throw Down Your Arms, 2005, achieved gold status in Ireland. Her career encompassed songs for films, collaborations with numerous artists and appearances at charity fundraising concerts. O'Connor's memoirs, Rememberings, was released in 2021 and, of course, became a bestseller. Now, O'Connor drew attention to issues such as child abuse, human rights, racism, organized religion, and women's rights. During a Saturday Night Live performance in 1992, she tore up a photo of the Pope, Pope John Paul II, to protest against abuse in the Catholic Church, sparking controversy. I think it kind of got it kicked out of America, certainly out of their music industry. Throughout her musical career, she openly discussed her spiritual journey, activism, socio-political viewpoints, and her experiences with trauma and struggles with mental health. After converting to Islam in 2018, she adopted the name Shahada Sadakat, while continuing to perform and record under her birth name. She sadly passed away quite recently, as I mentioned, in the year 2023. This is the ultimate song, really. It's haunting. Nothing compares to you. My name's Henry. I live on Bondi Beach. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. Thank you.
The sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.